So good to see you today.
早晨很高兴看到大家。
I'm very sorry, but since I've come into church, it seems like I've found something that I'm allergic to.
好像我一来教会就有一些东西可能让我有点过敏。
Went into my office and started sneezing and sneezing.
我一到我的办公室我就开始一直打喷嚏。
Came in here and started sneezing and sneezing.
然后我来到这里开始一直来打喷嚏。
My voice is starting to sort of go. Can you hear?
我的声音好像越来越弱，你们能听到吗？
Now that's either the devil or there's something here I can't take.
或者是那个魔鬼，或者是什么东西。
But I want to assure you, it's not you.
但是我想肯定我不会对你们过敏。
Because I love you all.
因为我爱所有，爱你们大家。
Actually, I love you so much that I'm the one that usually is warning you.
因为我那么爱你们，所以我常常是那个警告你们的人。有没有注意到
？Some of them say, "Oh, here she comes."
然后我一站在这里，有人就说：“哎呀，她又来了。”
But it's because I love you.
是因为我爱你们。
It's only those who love that warns.
只有那些真正爱你的人，他才会讲那些严厉的话。
Sometimes you get upset with them.
有的时候你对他们很懊恼。
Remember when your wife said, "If you eat more of that fat, you're going to have a stroke."
你有没有记得你太太对你说，你再吃那些油腻的东西，你可能就要中风了
？You feel like shut up, woman.
你就说闭嘴吧。
I'll eat what I want.
我想吃什么我就吃什么。
And then when you lie with a stroke,
当你真的得中风躺在那儿的时候
，you're thinking, "Oh, I wish I had listened."
哎呀，你就说我当时听我太太多好。
So this morning, as I come again, I'm going to try to finish. The churches in Revelation.
我今天早晨来就是想把那个启示录里边那几个教会都讲完。
The more I study this,
我越研读这方面。
The more I recognize the great wisdom of God.
我就越来越认出神伟大的智慧。
These seven churches were just a few of the churches that were in that area.
这七个教会实际上是那个地区里边的。其中的只有几个，少数的几个。
Really、grown.
那时候教会已经成长得很快。
And this must be some 40 years since some of them may have been started.
就是自从教会祠堂开始，这可能已经过了40年。神给了约翰这个启示。
And as we think about that, why did Jesus put this in?His revelation.
为什么主要把这个七个教会的事情放在他的启示录里呢
？Why did he bother talking about the churches?
他为什么就是花时间去谈论教会呢
？Because to Jesus, the church is a.
因为对耶稣来讲，教会是他所心爱的。
And he wanted to warn the churches.
他想要警告教会。
And as I've studied these, I've noticed that these churches were not only for the day that he gave that revelation, but we still have the same kind of churches.
当神写这个，就是把这个启示录给约翰的时候，并不是单单对当时的教会，我们现在的很多教会也是像那时候的教会。
They really haven't changed.
其实没有多大的改变。
And I want to start with the second one.
我想从第二个教会开始。如果你有那个圣经的话，请你打开圣经，你可以跟着我。
You can find it in the second, third chapter of Revelation.
在就是第二章、第三章讲到主耶稣对教会的教导、指令。
I give up on putting them up on this.
我已经放弃了去做这个 PowerPoint.
The screen is always too slow for me.
对我来讲，这个屏幕太小了。
And I'm never following.、So.
我从来也没法跟着，所以我就不再。
But as we look at this particular church,
当我们看这个教会的时候
，it was called Smyrna.
它被称为斯美纳教会。
But it was known as the Suffering Church.
它这个教会被称为是一个受苦的教会。
And this is where they were a church that were persecuted.
这就是教会那个地方的教会被逼迫。
Actually, it was around the. I think, let me see, probably just a little bit before, that or a little after that Israel was, that Jerusalem was destroyed, or the temple was destroyed.
他大概就是刚刚是那个耶路撒冷圣殿被毁之后，就是这个教会。
And there came a great persecution.
那边有一个很大的逼迫。
And in this persecution,
在这个大逼迫中
，there was great agony.
那有很大的痛苦，有这个压力
，poverty，
贫穷
，and they were persecuted。
然后他们在这种情况下又被逼迫。
And this is what persecution brings。
这个逼迫带来的结果是什么呢
So we see as this church looked to the era, to, he said to them, you are really, what do I say? You are really at the edge of my kingdom.
就是主耶稣说，你真的是在，好像在我国度的边缘。
Because actually, this is the only church.
这是唯一的一个教会。
That had no warning.
这个神对他没有任何的警告。
All the rest of them had warnings.
所有别的教会都被耶稣警告。
But not this one.
但是却不是这个教会。
It says that what he did during this time was to refine the church.
其实神在这个时候是要炼净这个教会。
How does it refine us?
神是怎么样来炼净我们呢？
Let me give you something that I just read about the Chinese church when they were under great persecution.
我来给你们读一些当中国的教会面对大逼迫的时候。
I think you can see how it refines us.
我想你可能可以看到神是怎么样来炼净我们的。
The police said, you've got to stop having these meetings. If you don't do it, we're going to confiscate your house.
就是警察说，你们要停止聚会，你不然的话，我就没收你的房产。
This was often told to believers whose home they would come and worship in.
来，经常来讲，就是你如果你的家是开放，就是作为那个家庭聚会的地点，就会面对警察。他说我们会把你们扔到街上。
He said, but the Christian said, do you want my house?
然后这个基督徒就说，你想要我的房子？
He said, do you want my farm?
你想要我的田产吗？
Well, if you did, then you need to talk to Jesus because I've given them to him.
如果你想要的话，你要先跟耶稣谈，因为我已经把这些都交给，都是这都属于耶稣。
He didn't understand.
然后这个警察不理解他在讲什么。
We don't have any way to get to Jesus, so we're going to get through you.
他说我们也没办法找到耶稣，但是我们可以找到你。
We'll take your property, you and your family will have nowhere to live.
我们就把你的房子给没收了，你跟你的家就没地方住了。
But the house church leader said. Then we will be free to trust God for shelter as well as for our daily bread.
然后这个家庭教会的这个领导，这个领袖就说，那现在我们就可以相信神为我们提供避难所，也提供我们日用的饮食。
Keep this up, the guard said, we will beat you.
然后这个警察说，你再这样说，我们就打你。
Then he said, we'll be free to trust Jesus for healing.
他说，那我们就可以来相信主耶稣来医治我们。
We'll put you in prison.
我们把你下到监里。
And he said, then I will be able to preach to the prisoners and start a church in the prison.
然后这个教会的领袖就说，那我就可以在监狱里传福音了，我们就可以有教会了。
He said, if you try that, we'll kill you.
你如果这样做，我们就杀了你。
And the man said, then we will be free to go home to be with Jesus.
然后这个人就说，这个基督徒就说，那我们就可以回家了，可以跟主耶稣在一起了。
Now I'm sure that most of you have maybe not understood what the whole tenor of this was.
你们可能
In other words, you don't understand what this young man, this house owner, is trying to say.
这可能我们很多人没法理解这个基督徒他所要讲的是什么。这个、
Everything he had, he didn't care about. He didn't know it was Jesus.
他所有的所有东西他也不在意，他知道这些都属于耶稣。
And everything he brought up to him, he was able to turn and say, but Jesus.
他不管说面对什么事情，他都会说，但是耶稣。
So you see the persecuted church.
但是这个被逼迫的教会。
Would thin out the people in the church. He would take those out that had no true.Commitment to him.
所以呢，这个逼迫的教会呢，会把那些对神没有真正委身的人，其实可以给显出来。如果他对神真正没有委身，他就不会这样做。
And to those who were utterly committed to him.
但是对于那些真的是委身于基督的人
，through every loss in their life，
虽然他们的生命中会经历很多的难处跟丧失
，wasn't a big thing because it belonged to Jesus.
对他们来讲，他们失掉这些，他们。不是一件大事，因为他们属于耶稣。
You know, that's where we have to live.
这是我们可能就要面对的状况。
You say, I don't know if I could go through persecution.
你说我可不知道我能不能面对逼迫。
Persecution is what brings out in you what you really feel and live for Jesus.
那个逼迫是把你里边真正的里边是不是你是如何为耶稣来？你是对耶稣到底是怎么样的？你如何为耶稣生活的？把这些东西带出来。
In the Middle East, they're going through this in a tremendous way.
在中东里边，他们所面对一个很大的逼迫。
In fact, it'll surprise you that the statistics said that more have died during the 20th century or 21st century, whatever, these last years, than has died any all of them put together throughout history.
他说也许这个会让你吃惊。
We know nothing about it.
他说根据统计数字，他说就在过去的这个最近的21世纪，这个过去几年所为了信仰所死去的人数，超过教会历史上所有的总和，过去的殉道士的总和。但是我们不知道。
Some of the churches have gone through persecution.
有些教会他们真的是经历逼迫。
And he said there, he told them their reward was be faithful unto death.
然后主耶稣对他们告诉他们的奖赏是什么？说你们要。
And I will give you the crown of life.
你们务要自始忠心，我就赐给你们生命的冠冕。
You may lose your life.
你也许会失掉生命。
For my sake,
为了我的信。
But be faithful to the end.
但是为了我的缘故，你可能会丧失生命，但是你要至死忠心。
He's not looking for our talents.
神不是在看我们的才能，我们的能力。
It's not to the swift, the word of God says.
他说他神的话是快快的，会蛮快快的到来。
But it's to the faithful.
然后神的话不是给那个聪明的人，而是给那个忠心的人。
So in their day,
所以在他们的日子里边，
Jesus spoke about this church.
主耶稣讲到这个四美纳教会，
about how they stood faithful.
讲到他们如何忠心。
And he's saying the same thing about the church in the Middle East and Asia.
然后神也同样的对在中东跟亚洲的教会这样说。
There are many of them today.
今天有很多的基督徒。
That have gone home with be with Jesus.
他们已经回到天家跟耶稣在一起。
Because they were faithful.
因为他们忠心。
So there's going to be a faithful church.
所以那里会有一个忠心的教会。
Then we go on to the next church.
然后我们到下一个教会。
And that's Pergamus.
就是那个别加摩教会。
This was known as the compromising church.
这个教会被称为是妥协的教会。
Now this is back in the early late nine. The first century.
这是那个公元一世纪的时候。
90 AD.
大概就是公元九十年。
He's picking out one of the churches that is a compromising church.
然后神就找了这个当时是在妥协的教会。
You see, Pergamus was Satan's. It was the name for Satan's city. It was known to be very ungodly and paganistic.
这个别加摩这个城市呢称为撒旦之城，它出名的是他们是有很多的异教信仰和风俗。
The Christians were surrounded by the pagans.
基督徒周围到处都是这个异教徒。
And so we see that their problem was compromise.
他们所面对的问题就是妥协。
Do you know that churches have compromise today?
你了解到知道有很多教会是在妥协吗？
They've taken God's word and compromised.
他们看到神的话语，但是就妥协。
They made it what they wanted to be.
他把这个神的话就是扭曲成他们想要说的。
They made it to the place to satisfy those and live peaceably among the world.
然后他就是用这些，他们把神的话就是这样篡改，然后让这些来听的人呢，可以很舒服的听着，可以在这个世界上好像没有任何冲突的活着。
They compromised the morals.
然后他们也在这个道德上妥协。
It's all right to be homosexual and be a preacher.
说没关系，你可以又是一个同性恋的牧师。
Many churches are doing this.
很多教会是这样，他们有同性恋的牧师。
Oh, you say, Sister Swartz, you have something against the homosexual? No.
你说妈咪，难道你是这个对同性恋很敌意吗？不是这样的。
God does.
但是神是反对同性恋的。
I love the homosexual.
我爱这个同性恋的人。
I have had homosexual friends.
我也有朋友就是同性恋。
I had a boy in my church or a man in my church. I loved him dearly.
我有一个年轻人，我很爱他。
My mother married him and his wife.
我的妈妈就是他跟他太太的证婚人。
But Kurtzy had a problem with this.
但是这个年轻人他有问题。
And after a while, he come back and he said the Lord had forgiven him. And oh, what a blessing that boy was!
然后他就会说神饶恕我了。那个男孩子是一个很大的祝福。
When he sang and he played the piano, it was like the Lord just came down.
然后当他弹琴，当他唱歌的时候，好像神的同在就临到。
But in a little while, I would.
但是又过了一阵，我又过了一阵，我就猜他就从教会里消失了。
To that life.
然后他又回到这个同性恋的生活方式里。
One day I heard he was in the hospital.
然后有一天我听到他在医院里。
In the States.
在一个州立医院里。
He had AIDS.
他得了艾滋病。
He was dying.
他正在就是面临死亡，生命垂危。
I would call him.
然后我就给他打电话。
We would talk.
然后我们就会一起聊天。
Then he died.
他最后死了。
Of course they told me.
然后他们就告诉我。
He was here in Miami.
他就在迈阿密。
I went to his graveside.
然后我就去他的墓地。
This very young personable people loved him.
每个人都很喜欢这个年轻人。
He had a magnificent personality that could draw people.
他的个性让人都很喜欢，周围的人会被他所吸引。
And I stood around and looked at that little tiny group there at his grave.
然后你看，在他的这个墓地上，有一群人在都来了，有一群人来了。
They probably put him in a bag and put him in the grave.
他们可能就把他
I don't know.
不知道怎么样，反正放在一个袋子里，然后把他下葬。
And as we stood there, some of the relatives and myself, just a few of us.
然后在我们站在那儿，他的一些亲戚还有我，大概就几个人。
Someone began to sing, "Jesus loves me."
然后有些人就唱，就是说耶稣爱我，我知道。
And I thought about my boy.
然后我就想想我这个像儿子似的男孩。
They could sing and just move the people.
然后他可以唱得那么好，可以打动人心。
Had so much to live for.
他有这么多的天赋，他可以来生活。
Ended up with a few people singing Jesus loves.
然后最后在死的时候，在他坟地上就有几个人为他唱说：“耶稣爱我，我知道。”这是一个妥协的教会。
That's the church that we are living in that age today.
这就是我们今天这个世代所生活的教会。
They compromise marriage.
他们在婚姻上妥协。
They compromise sexual.
他们也在
You can just choose your sex when you're young.
他们就对你的性别方面也妥协，说你小的时候你可以说是你是男生还是女生，你可以随意选。
And they're teaching that in school.
甚至他们在学校里也这样教导。
One little boy.I guess he was about 10.
我有个小男孩大概只有十岁这样，九八岁到十岁。
He said, "Mama, I gotta talk to you."
他妈妈，我要跟你谈一谈。
He said, "Mama, after much thought."
他妈妈，我想了很久。
I thought about it.
他我想了。
I've decided I'm going straight.
他说我 go to straight. 他说他要去上街上去。
He was going to marry a woman.
他
Don't you know what straight means?No, I'm sorry.
sorry.
Straight means that he's going to marry a woman, not a man.
哦，他原来是个女生。啊，他就是他要去跟一个女生结婚。
That's their business.
你说那好像跟我没关系。
What does it matter?
他说那个有跟那有跟我们有什么关系呢
？To God, it matters.
但是对神这个很重要。
And the compromising church has brought people to believe that which God.
妥协的教会会让人去相信神所憎恨的东西。我们有很多教会现在今天是这样子的。
But you know, even in the midst of that,
即使在这样一个妥协的教会当中
God said to them, "He that has an ear, hear what the Spirit says unto this church."
神说圣灵向这个教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He said, "To him that overcome will I give to eat of the hidden manna."
他说得胜的我必将那隐藏的玛纳给他
white stone,
并赐他一块白石
and in that stone a new name,
石上写着新名
which no man knoweth save he that receiveth.
除了那领受的以外没有人能认识
you know what he was saying?
神在说什么呢
If there's any of you caught in that,
如果有任何人你是在这个妥协的教会当中不能
come out of it,
从那个里面出来
refuse it,
或者你在那种要拒绝这种教导
turn it aside,
把它放在一边。
And out of every one of these churches, he said there are those that will come out of this.
做了这种妥协的教会，又有人会从里边出来。
And I will reward them.
神说我会奖赏你。
Then there was a church at Thyatira.
再一个就是推亚推拉教会。
This was what we call the adulterous church.
这个称为不真的教会。
And we see there, these are the Christians and churches today.Who feel they need to be relevant and all inclusive?
这个就是现在的有些教会就说我们应该跟这个社会有关系呀，应该把所有的人都包括进来。
So we see then that the church in this time allowed an immoral individual to lead others away from Christ.
所以呢，这个教会他就允许一个道德败坏的一个人带领很多人远离神。
One that said he was one of God's called.
甚至有一个人他说他是被神所呼召的。
Some of them say I'm next to God.
有些这个就是这个把人给引开了，就说他就跟神在一起。
I'm the blessed father.
他有的就宣称自己是圣父。
There are those that in this particular church,
在这个教会
they, oh God help us, that church is tolerant and moral.
这个教会在容忍这种这个道德败坏跟淫乱。
You know a church like that today?
你知道现在有没有这样的教会呢？
Now again, I want you to know that I love Catholics.
我爱这个天主教的成员。
And there's those, I know my cousin, she's Catholic, but we talk and she's getting ready to meet Jesus.
我的表妹她是天主教徒，但是她现在已经准备好要见耶稣。
But have you ever heard of such immorality?
你有没有听过那样的
among what is called God's elect church?
有没有听过神所拣选的教会中间却存在着那样子的淫乱跟败坏呢？
In Pennsylvania alone,
就算仅仅在那个
Philadelphia, 800 priests.
他们有调查有800个神父
for being with little boys.
就是骚扰这个小男生。
That hurts my heart.
那个让我心里真的很痛。
When God gave His word and His love,
当神把他的话语、把他的爱给我们的时候
，and man has come to this within the church, I understand.
然后这些人甚至在教会里这样做。
In the world,
我知道在这个世界上
，they're wicked. Their thoughts are wicked.
是有那种邪恶、想不到的邪恶。
But God said there are adulterous churches.
但是这个教会是一个不真的教会。
That say they're married to me, but they're immoral.
他们说他们是我的心腹，但是他们确实对我不忠贞。
But even this church,
甚至就是这样的一个教会。
He said, "He that overcometh and keepeth my word."
神还是说，那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，命令遵守我命令到底的。
To him will I give him power over nations.
我要赐给他权柄，制服列国。
Wait a minute.
等一下。
Why did God say that?
为什么神会这样讲呢？
Because that.Adulterous church,
因为那个不真的教会
has had power over nations.
他们是有这个可以制服列国的能力。
Power now over nations.
他们现在也有这个制服列国的权柄、权力。
But God said no.
但是神说没有。
Only those who come out to live pure lives.
只有那些从那里面出来。
I will make them and give them power over nations.
只有他们过一个圣洁的生活的人，我才给他们权柄制服列国。
And he shall rule them with a rod of iron as a vessel of pottery.
他必用铁杖辖管他们，将他们如同窑壶的瓦器打得粉碎。
The morning star.
我要把晨星赐给他们。
We have a great God.
我们有一位伟大的神。
Down through history.
人类的整个历史
has always loved the church.
神一直在爱他的教会。
The church has not been faithful many times.
很多时候教会对神是不忠实的。
If you read history,
如果你去看历史
if you read church history,
如果你去研读教会历史
you will see how little they were faithful in many, many years.
你知道有很多年这个教会历史中这个教会对神是不忠心的。
Still,Love the church.
但是神还是爱他的教会。
And he said, if you come out of that,
神说你从那个里边出来。
And you turn away from that.
你从那种错误里边转过背来。
And you get back to my word.
你重新回到我的话语上。
And you get back to moral living.
你活着一个有道、一个好的圣洁的生活。
I have tremendous reward.
我对你有一个巨大的一个奖赏。
You will rule over nations.
你会有权柄掌管列国。
When in the world would that be?
你说那什么时候才会出现呢？没有奖赏。
During the millennium,
在那个千禧年的时候。
For we're going to be judges then.
因为到那个时候我们会是法官，这是神的话语告诉我们的。
So we see that that church. Then we come to the faithful church.
然后我们就看到这个忠心的教会。
Another one with no warning.
这个教会也是没有任何警告的。
God was tremendously pleased with them.
神对这个教会非常的满意。
You see, this was the church.That was true to the word.
这个教会呢，对神的话语忠心。
That was morally strong.
他们的这个道德上也很坚固。
And that followed his last commandment.
然后他们也遵行了神最后的大使命的教导。
To go ye out into the world and preach the gospel and make disciples and teaching.
他说，所以你们要在万民中传我的福音。
And this was what this church was like.
这是那个教会所做的。
That was the church that went out across the world.
这个教会呢，他们就是去全世界。
Now you see, they did that in the early church.
在早期的教会，他们也是去万民中传福音。
Thomas went to India.
那时候托马斯他去了多马，去了印度。
All the disciples went to different.
他们所有的使徒去了不同的国、不同的地方、不同的国家。
The word of God spread.
然后神的话语、神的道就被传开了。
Every Muslim country in Africa and even in Asia.Was one time Christian churches.
你知道吗？在当时，不管是非洲还是亚洲的一些穆斯林国家，以前都是基督徒的国，基督教的国家。
But they succumbed to the Muslims' fear.
但是他们因为出于恐惧，他们就屈服于这个穆斯林。
So we recognize then that church.
所以我们认出那个教会，菲拉菲铁的教会。
Whether it was back then or today.
不管是那个时代还是现在这个时代。
That looks to God for an open door ministry.
他们求神给他们看那个敞开的门的机会。
And depends on God's strength.
他们就是
keeping His word.
他们就靠着神的力量来遵守神的道。
I have a man that I watch on YouTube.
我有时候在那个 YouTube 上看一个人的讲，看一个牧师的讲道。
He's the cutest thing I've seen since cream cheese.
但是我看到一个最可爱的。
He always comes on and said, "Are you serious?"
然后他每次来说，你认真对待这件事情了吗
？And you feel like laughing and laughing.
然后你看他这么一讲，你开始想笑。
As I listen to him, and sometimes I wonder why I do, but he's.
我有时想，我为什么要看
？He said 8 years ago.
他说八年以前。
He said I was the Lord spoke to me.
神对我说话。
The Lord said, "Get a cup of coffee."
神说去找杯咖啡来。
And he does every day.
然后他就
a cup of coffee.
他就每天喝一杯咖啡。
And he said, "Get on the internet."
然后神对他说上网去。
And I want you to tell them about my coming and what the news means about my coming.
我因为我想让你们向你去告诉他们我要我的再来和这个新闻上关于我再来能够联系起来的。
Now he is a real country preacher.
他真的是一个讲道的人。
He sings.
他是一个像那个乡村那个风格的。
He does all kinds of different things over the news.
他可以唱歌。
Over the news.
然后他就看那个新闻。
And where it is prophecy.
他就看这个新闻怎么样跟这个预言是相吻合的。
But he has one of the largest followings.
但是看他的人就是跟随他关注他的人很多。
He has what he calls his internet church.
他有一个就是网上的教会。
And he really treats them like a church.
他真的是对待他这个网上的教会就像真正的教会似的。
Now, I'm not talking about hundreds that he has.
我不是说他只有几百个人。
I'm talking about thousands that he has.
他有几万的这个成员。
It's unbelievable.
你简直不能相信。
Why did it happen?
为什么会发生这件事呢
？Not because he's a great man.
不是因为他是一个了不起的人
，or even a great orator.
或者是一个很会演讲的人。
But he listened to God.
因为他听神的话语。
And even in his little way,
在他的那个小小的方式
，there is not one of his when he has it as his church, he calls it. Does he not call to find out? Do you want to get saved?
他每次他在这个对他的这个在这个因特网上讲的时候，他就会问他说：“你要得救吗？”然后每天
，and every day he has 30.
他每天大概有30个人会回转
，15.
有的时候有15个人。
Every day there's a number that said, "Pray for me, I want to get saved."
只有大概每天就有15到30个人就会说：“请你为我祷告，我想得救。
”God's not looking for great people.
神不是在寻找这个伟人。
He's looking for obedient people.
神寻找的是一个顺服的人。
None of us have great talents.
我们每个人都没有这种伟大的这个才能。
We'll never move the world in ourselves.
我们没有办法靠着自己来影响整个世界。
But if we get our eyes out beyond ourselves and our problems that Satan is trying to push us down with,
然后如果我们
and begin to look out and try to go out and work in that area for the Lord.
如果我们就说不是只看到自己的能力，撒旦想要这方面来让我们丧气，而是走越过自己，看到神要我们所工作的那个方面。
I will open a door of ministry.
神说
，No one will close it.
我会给你打开一扇敞开的门，没有人可以关上。
I'm a testimony of that.
我是这个见证。
Because I'm a woman.
因为我是女生。
In a lot of places, they don't like women preachers.
很多地方他们是不让女生讲道的。
But God has always opened the door for me.
但是神总是为我有这个打开门。
I wished I could sort of wake you up today.
我真的是希望我今天能够把你们摇醒。
A lot of things that you're working so hard for and you're frustrated.
你有很多事情可能让你很上气。
Has no substance.
因为里边没有真正的意义。
A lot of things you think are so important,
有些
not important.
你认为很重要的事情可能并没有那么重要。
But God said, if you will,
但是神说如果你愿意
reach out,
如果你愿意去接触周围的人
support,
如果你愿意去支持
become a church that is a missionary church,
变成一个宣教的教会
not only in your walls of your church, but throughout,
不单单是在我们这个教堂四之内，而是这个教堂之外，神告诉我们。
He tells us what he will do.
神说他会做什么呢
？Excuse me a minute. Anyway, because I was kept the word of my patience.
他说你既遵守我忍耐的道。
He gave a great promise.
神给我们一个伟大的一个这个承诺，他告诉这个教。
And working for him,
他就看到这个教会真的是生机勃勃，很有活力，为神工作。
I will also keep you from the hour of temptation.
他说：“我必在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你，免去你的试探。”
Now, what do you think that means?
那个是什么意思呢
？We're looking for time not only of, what shall I say, temptation, but tribulation.
我们所知道前面所面临的不单单是试探的时间，更是一个大逼迫的一个时间，一个大灾难的时间。
Jesus explains, keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the earth to try them that dwell upon the earth.
神说了，在普天下人都要受试炼。
It goes on to say, hold fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
神说，我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠。这是什么意思呢
？Well, you know, in the Word of God, it tells us
在神的话语里，他告诉我们
that Christians will be judged.
基督徒是会面临审判。
Not on whether we were Christians. He knows we've been born again.
他不是说就是审判我们是不是基督徒，因为他知道我们都已经重生了。
And this isn't in on the earth. This is in heaven.
这是在天堂上。在天上我们会被审判。
You know what we're going to be judged on?
你知道我们审判我们的基础是什么吗
？What we've done.
我们在这个地上做了什么
？How we've been in the sense of reaching out to others.
我们是怎么样能够去触及到外边的人，把福音传出去
？How we have shown the love of God.
我们是怎么样来显示神的爱的
？He said, "I'm going to take all of your works."
然后神说我会把你所有的行为
，and I'm going to put them there.
我会把你的行为都记下来，都放在这儿
，and I'm going to set a fire.
然后我就会把你的工作，然后点上火。
Those things in your life meant nothing.
如果你的这个没有任何的重要性了
，It's just going to be like hay and stubble.
就像那个草麦禾秸。
But all those things you have done.
但是所有那些你做的
，I will give you a crown of life.
你做的有价值的事情，神会给我们一个冠冕，生命的冠冕。
You know, I was reading one man or listening one man. He said, "You know, we're not all going to be on the same level in heaven."
所以有的人说我们在天堂上我们不是大家的全部位置都是一样的
Heaven's going to be a society
你这个天堂也是一个社会
Groups of people
是很多不同的人群
Now the entrance is being born again
然后那个天堂的大门进去是说只要你重生就可以进去
The entrance is knowing Jesus Christ is my Savior and living a pure life
然后进门的条件就是你认识耶稣是你的救主过一个纯洁圣洁的生活
You're going to see some people walking around with crowns.
然后你会进到里边，你会看到有些人头上戴的冠冕。
You're going to see others with other rewards that God gave.
然后还有神给他们别的这个奖赏。
And then you're going to see some that have no crowns.
你也会看到一些人头上根本没有冠冕。
No reward.
也没有任何的奖赏。
It's going to be different.
会不同。
And he warns us.
神有警告我们。
There is nothing I want more than our church to have crowns of life.
我真的是对我们教会的期待，就是我最想要的，就是我们教会是有生命的冠冕。
Because they caught the vision.
因为他们抓住了神给他们的意象。
And is reaching out.
然后他们就出去传福音。
And showing the love of Christ.
然后也显示耶稣的爱。
And working to reach men and women for Jesus.
然后就是为了耶稣去向周围的人
传福音。Some of you are working very hard to have something at the end of your life.
有些人在我们现在就开始很为我们的将来来准备。
Working hard for many things.
然后我们为很多事情在很努力的工作。
That will be gone.
但是这些有些事情就还没准备好就已经过去了。
But all for those that work for God.
但是对于任何来为神所工作的人。
They're going to have a place in heaven.
他们在天堂有一个位置给他，有个地方。
It's going to be a position.
那个是一个荣耀的位置。
You may disagree with me, but
也许你跟我意见不同。
You see, most people that disagree with us really haven't studied the Word of God.
如果他们真的是很多人没有好好的，就是不同意他们没有好好读神的话，研读神的话。
He goes on to say, "I'll give you the crown."
然后神会继续说，我给你冠冕。
He that overcometh, I will make him a pillar in the temple of God.
得胜的，我要叫他在我神的殿中做柱子。
Wow.Not only are we going to have a crown, but we're going to have a place near God.
我们不单单是有一个冠冕，而且我们有一个地方是离神的很近的。
And shall no more go out, and I will write upon him the name of God and the name of city of God, New Jerusalem, which is going to come down out of heaven.
他也必不再从我那里出去，我又将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷。
I think he's talking about the elite of heaven.
他是可能讲到天上的这个精英。
Yeah.
对不对？
I mean this group, wow.
这些人他们不单单是说有冠冕。
They're put in the temple, they're there with God.
他们在神的殿里，他们跟神同在。
He'll write his name on them.
然后神把他的名字也写在他们身上。
And on the city of the New Jerusalem.
然后就住在这个新耶路撒冷。
I don't know what that'll mean.
我不知道这什么意思。
It might be something you can give out, you get different things because you belong to that group, I don't know.
也许你因为是属于那个
阶级，
属于那群人，你有一些什么特别的东西。
But my friends, this is what the Bible says.
这是圣经所告诉我们的。
Do you know why we have it so hard today?
为什么我们今天这么艰难呢？
Serving the Lord.
为什么这么让人去服侍神这么不容易，这么艰难呢？
I'll tell you.
我告诉你。
Because we have no fear of God.
因为我们不敬畏神。
They make fun of God.
他们就嘲笑神。
The man upstairs.
他们在这个就是。
Oh, the one that's so kind, he would not send his people to hell.
然后有些在那个讲道的人说，哦，神是这么的爱世界，他才不会让人去地狱呢。
They sort of made him a loving grandfather.
他们好像神就是一个慈祥的祖父。
No matter what I do, he'll look over it.
不管我做了什么坏事，他都视而不见。
Now believe me, those are all doctrines that are being preached.
这都是现在很多教会所讲的道。
Listen, God is the creator.
神是创造者。
There's no end or any beginning.
神没有起始，也没有结束。
When he thought,
当神想的时候，
he put the world in place.
当他这样思想，他就创造了这个世界。
When he made this world, he made it with a plan.
神创造这个世界是有他的计划的。
You may not understand it.
也许你不了解。
But he had a plan.
但是神是有他的计划的。
And we should come because of him, because we fear God.
我们之所以能进到神面前，因为我们敬畏神。
You want me to slow down on the highway?
你想要让我在那个高速上能够减速吗？
Just let me see a police car.
看到警察，大家都减速了。
Is that right, brother?
对不对，弟兄？
Sure.
大家一看到警车，马上那个都开车减，按照正。
There's others that just speed right on.
然后有的人就这么刮的就开过去了。
Because they don't fear the police.
他们要这样开过去，因为他们不怕警察。
Because I do, I've gotten tickets.
为什么我怕警察？因为我被拿过那个发票，被罚过。
have a tremendous respect for.
所以我现在对警察都很尊重。
Because I'm 80, we learned that back then.
因为我已经80多岁了，我知道学到功课了。
You see, we need respect for God.
我们需要对神的尊重敬畏。
When the song says he saved a sinner like me.
这一首歌里说他拯救像我这样的罪人。
And he's God.
他是神。
I don't know that that rings true in understanding.
我不知道这个是不是让你真正的能够了解。
So I love God.
你说我爱神呢。
Why do you love him?
你为什么爱他呢？
Because you know he means what he says.
因为你知道他的话的意思，他的真意在什么？
I love him with all my heart.
我用我全心的来爱神。
And I fear doing anything that will hurt.
我害怕去做任何的事情会伤神的心。
And that's what the fear of God.
那就是对神的敬畏。
Oh, the Lord won't care. Nobody will see me.
你说哦，神不会在意，没人看见我。他确实在意，他在意的。
I remember when I was reading in Ezekiel.
当我读这个以西结书的时候
，I don't know if it's the 9th and 10th and 11th. I forget how what chapters it's.
我忘了是第几章。
But God took Ezekiel to the temple.
神把以西结带到这个圣殿里面。
And He showed him every room in the temple, and they were worshiping other gods.
他就看到这个在圣殿的每个房间，他看到有这些人在敬拜假神。
He looked at a group standing, looking out, and they were worshiping the sun.
他们看到这些在那个外殿上面有一群人，他们面对日头，他们在敬拜这个太阳。
Ezekiel, they said, "See what they have done."
神对以西结说，你看他们在做什么。
I wanted to cry.
我看到那里，我都想哭。
To think how good God was to the children of Israel, and they turned their back on Him.
但是我就想想，神对这个以色列人那么的好，他们却背逆神。
He said, "I am leaving."
然后神就说，我现在要离开圣殿。
And you hear God, it talks about God left the temple.
然后他就说听到神的慢慢的离开圣殿。
I don't think any of us realize what it means to have God leave us.
我们中间可能没有任何人真正知道神离开我们会是什么样子。
But someday some will know.
有些人可能有一天会知道。
Yes, I do warn people.
是的，我的确是警告人。
I feel God has called me.
我觉得那是神对我的呼召。
And I want to warn you.
我也想要警告大家。
I want to warn you about the last church.
我想要警告你，就是讲到这个最后的一个教会。
I'm afraid this is what the churches, many of the churches have come to today.
我就觉得很多的教会其实就是这个最后教会的状况。
We call it the Laodicean church.
我们说它是老底家的教会。
Laodicea was a very rich city.
老底家是一个很富有的城市。
They had a place there that they made salve for the eyes.
他们在那边呢是很出名，是他们有一种眼药膏，可以治眼睛。
They were very rich.
他们非常的富有，这个城市。
I need them nothing.
他们什么都不需要。
He called it compromising.
神说他们妥协。
A conceited church.
自负。
A Christless church.
没有基督。
And a church that said he made him sick.
然后让神很恶心。
Now that's a mouthful.
那个可是很多的。
You know, when I think of the church that compromises,
当我想到一个妥协的教会
，I think of my aunt.
我就想起来我的姨妈。
My aunt is 93 or 4 now.
我姨妈现在已经93还是94岁了。
We are very very close.
我们彼此很亲近。
I called her one day.
有一天我就给她打电话。
For a purpose.
有一个目的。
I call her, but for a purpose.
但那天我打电话是有目的的。
I said, "Aunt Audrey."
我说，玛格丽姨妈呀。
Now, she has been going to church most of her life.
她整个一生中间基本上都一直去教会。
To one of the old line churches.
就是一个很古老的教会。
Now when they say an old line church,
他们说这个叫。
It's one that's had a long history.
就是这个教会呢，是一个很古老的。
Not something just started, but one that had a long history.
这个教会的历史悠久。
And I said, "Aunt Audrey, did your church ever tell you about being born again?"
我就问他，我说姨妈，你们教会有没有跟你们讲过重生
？She said, "Born again."
她说重生。
Oh, I remember once.
她说我记得讲过，好像讲过一次。
And I asked the pastor about it.
我说我就问他那个牧师。
She said he looked at me like I was crazy.
然后他说我问过我的牧师一次，
Never gave me any explanation.
然后我的牧师觉得我好像发疯了，
so、said,
然后他从来也没有问过我。
I've never heard of it You know, I never, she said, I hear about people that say that Lord came into their heart and they feel it and they're happy.
她说我听过有人做见证，她说神到他们的心里，他们很喜乐，但是我从来没有这样的。
And I think of a Christless church.
然后我就想到一个没有基督的教会。
One that never tells their people about being born again.
从来不告诉他的会众说关于什么是重生。
Never warns.
也从来不警告他们。
I told her about it.
我就告诉他到底什么是重生。
And I'm trusting God.
我就是相信神。
Friends, this church.
朋友们，这个老底家教会。
They had some characteristics about.
他们有些特点。
They were rich, but their riches. We're worldly.
他们很富足，但是却是这个世界上的富足，却不是属灵上的富足。
Is our riches worldly and not spiritual?
我们的富足到底是这个只有在世界上的富足呢，还是属灵上的富足？
They were naked.
他们赤身露体。
Naked means
赤身露体。
Hebrews,
在这个希伯来
人 defeated and humiliated.
就是被击败，而且羞被羞辱。
Get white garments,
神说
pure garments.
你向我买这个白衣，是纯洁的白衣。
Then he said, "You're blind."
然后神耶稣继续说，你是瞎眼的。
But you need some salve.
你需要眼药膏。
Which is repentance.
这个眼药膏就是悔改。
Come back to me.
说你要重新回到我这里。
He said, "Therefore, be zealous and repent."
他说，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."
神说。看呢，我站在门外叩门。
He's told the church what it is.
他告诉这个教会你现在状况是怎么样的。
But now he's talking to the individuals in this church.
他现在对教会里的每个人来讲话。
If anyone hears me,
他说若有任何人听见我声音就
and opens the door,
开门的
I will come into him,
我要进到他那里
and sup with him.
我与他，他与我一同坐席。
So we see that God has said this church.
所以我们看到神对这个教会说
is a church.
这是一个教会
that's neither hot,
也不冷
nor cold,
也不热，不冷不热。
They come Sunday after Sunday.
就是每个星期天就这样过。
They go through their services.
他们也这样子经过一个仪式，这样崇拜的仪式。
They give, they do, they try to do.
他们也奉献，他们也做事情。
Try to reach out.
他们也好像试着去传福音。
But he said, "You're neither hot nor cold."
但是神说你不冷也不热。
And I will spew you out of my mouth.
他说我必把你从我口中吐出来。
Friends, it's a serious thing.
这是一个很严肃的问题。
I know that there's those that says, "Well, these things are not." You know, that's just already happened or it's going to happen in the future. But he's talking about churches of that day and our day.
他有的人就说，哦，这是过去发生的，或者是要将来发生的。但是主耶稣所讲的就是在那个时代所发生的，也是在我们时代所发生的。
Every reward was what they were going to gain in heaven.
那个每一个奖赏都是我们将来是要在天上所得到的奖赏。
And we have to realize.
我们要意识到。
That in this world we may not have any rewards.
在这个世界上，我们可能没有任何的奖赏。
Only blessings.
只有祝福，只有神对我们的祝福。
But one day,
但是有一天
，He's going to take His people in.
他会把他的百姓带进来。
And another thing, as I said, the church is never.Mentioned again in Revelation.
就是在
never
第三章之后，教会再也没在启示录里出现。
Talks about them in heaven.
为什么呢？因为他们在天上，在天上他会谈论他们。
But never again in any of the prophecies in Revelation does he ever speak about the church.
在后边的启示录的后边，就关于任何的预言里再也没有提到过教会。
Why? Because he said, "I will take you out."
因为神说我要把你天下人受试炼的时候
tribulation that's going to come to this world.
就是在这个普天下人要面对的这个试炼的时候神会把我们带走
We've used the word rapture which means snatched out, taken out.
我们会用这个词叫被提就是把我们一下抓走把我们带走
And it was seen by many, many examples and verses that God's going to take his live church, his living church, the church that has been the obedient churches. The people out of them.
神，我们在很多的经文，我们可以看到神会把他这个真正的是活的，是顺服的，是属于他的教会，把他们从这个世界上带走。
And he's going to come get us.
然后他会来带我们。
We're not going to have to face this judgment.
我们不需要来面对这个世界上这个全天下所要面对的试炼。
Because he's already judged us.
因为他已经审判过我们。
When we come to him,
当我们来到他面前的时候，当我们请求他的饶恕的时候。
I hope you get something out of this.
我希望你们能够得到一些东西。
I know sometimes this is long and sometimes it's a little difficult to.
有的时候好像这个话语很难理解，也很长。
But maybe you ought to read the third and the second and third chapters every once in a while.
也许我们隔一阵就可以读启示录的第二、第三章。
And maybe you ought to examine yourself.
也许你应该来检查自己。
Because actually, this was a report card of the churches before. The revelation before revelation.
这是好像是在神对我们显示之前的我们的成绩单。
I trust the Lord that every one of us.
我相信神，我们其中的每一个人。
Will learn what the Word of God says.
我们会学习到神的话语中的教导。
Be obedient.
对神顺服。
Love Him.
爱他。
Put Him first in your life.
把他放在生命中的首位。
And God will bless you and take you home to heaven.
神会祝福你，会带你回家。
Father,
神呐、啊，父神。
We recognize that the greatness of our God is more than we can understand.
哦，神呐、啊，我们认出来你的伟大是超过我们所能理解、想象的。
We recognize you said that I will tell you before.
我们认出来，主啊，你说你在事情发生之前就告诉我们。
That you may know.
这样的我们可以知道。
And I believe you want us to be ready.
我想你要让我们预备好。
I love our church, Lord.
主啊，我爱我们的教会。
We have many good people.
我们有很多很好的弟兄姐妹。
Many, Lord, that wants to be all that you want them to be.
他们想要成为你所他们想要他们成为的人。
Lord, speak to each one of our hearts.
主啊，求你对我们每个人的心来说话。
Help us to examine ourselves.
帮助我们省察自己。
In the light of the Word of God.
在神的亮，在神的话语的亮光之下。
So that when the trumpet sounds.
所以当号角吹响的时候。
We'll go up to be with you.
我们会跟你升到天上，跟你同在。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Thank you.